That's the sound of when all God's children get together. The gospel song plays as part of the exhibit at the Western North Carolina Historical Association in Asheville. The exhibit is based around Ann Miller Woodford's book by the same name. Published in 2015, it chronicles Black history in what she calls the far west of North Carolina, counties west of Asheville. The book includes over 600 pages of photographs, memories, and research about local Black churches, families, and the region. She says it started when she wanted to record her father's memories.
So I began to call him at night when he was alone at his home and just start recording what he was saying.
Woodford then decided to check the stories with her other family members, and that grew into the book. Some chapters also chronicle Woodford's life. Born in Andrews, she explains that her grandfather came to Cherokee County after fleeing a racist mob in Cumming, Georgia. Until high school, she attended a one-room segregated school. Woodford is an artist, entrepreneur, and community activist. She also helped found One Dozen Who Care, a women-led community development organization for Western North Carolina.
My job in my life is tearing down walls that divide people and building bridges. It's very important to me feel that I'm doing something to make this life better for others.
Woodford has been doing this work in part by touring the book and exhibit across the region for the last 5 years. Its current place with the Western North Carolina Historical Association at the Smith McDowell House is especially complex because the home was built by enslaved people.
My name is Ann Chesky Smith.
She's the association's executive director. Chesky Smith explains the organization has been working to expand the history that it shares through more exhibits like Woodford's.
A lot of organizations are doing the same thing to really help people to understand that, one, Black history is Western North Carolina history. It's not something separate.
Chesky Smith says that the owner of the house, James Smith, enslaved at least 70 people.
You know, our facility is the Smith McDowell House, which is the oldest brick residence in Asheville. It's built circa 1840, and as you would imagine, built prior to 1865, the only people who had money to do that kind of thing were people who enslaved other people.
Now, the association is working to tell the story of those who built and worked at the house.
We hope that when people come and do the tour, they get this broader picture of the history of Western North Carolina.
When it comes to the current racial justice movement, Woodford says it's important to know about the past, but it's even more important what you do now.
The whole nation is, I guess the word, I could say it's guilty of having built itself on slave labor. And so when people are doing everything they can now to make a difference, I'm always pleased at that.
She says when she presents to children, they often ask if they're guilty.
You didn't do this. You are not guilty unless you choose to be. And that means that if they want to be racist now, then they are guilty and they need to be held accountable for it.
Woodford will be hosting a virtual Lit Cafe event to talk about her book, When All God's Children Get Together, with the Historical Association on February 23rd. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.